What's up, what's up? It's your favorite sex and relationship coach, aka the Pussy Fairy, Azaria Menezes. So obviously you've landed on the juiciest podcast if you're listening to Getting Intimate. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have a pussy or you're a mom or you're in a relationship and you're looking to increase that pleasure and orgasm factor in the bedroom with yourself, with your body or in your relationship, or maybe you just want your pussy wet and your relationships to be the cherry on top of your Sunday sex ice cream, listen to this podcast. I'll be sharing all of my knowledge, all of my ideas, my experiences, and thoughts on this podcast with you so that you can invite new perspectives and way more sensual excitement into your life. As always, try anything I say on for size and see what you like and leave the rest. Let's get intimate. Welcome to the Pussy Fairies episode of how to give the most pleasurable blowjob out there. So I know you know me as the Pussy Fairy, which I will definitely do a podcast episode on how to eat pussy like a boss because we like that. But today is all about blowjobs, all about how to give a blowjob that is pleasurable, not only for you, but your partner. So let's get intimate. Blowjobs, blowjobs, blowjobs. Okay. So I never really used to be super enthusiastic about giving blowjobs. Like, it was cool and all, but it was more of like, okay, like, this is cute and I'm doing it for my partner's pleasure. Whereas when it came to eating pussy, I was like, fuck yes, I'm gonna make this my craft. I love this. I'm here for it. Like, this is where it's at. And yes, it could be attributed to my sexual preferences. And also, I didn't really make the effort to learn about what it means to really love cock. I didn't have that level of devotion and excitement around it because I never really connected to it that way. And I think a lot of our society, especially when it comes to woman empowerment and, right, like, oh, you're a queen, like, yes, you're pussy, you're a goddess, all of these things, and which is fucking incredible, by the way, I'm all fucking for it. But sometimes there's an element that really gets left out in terms of penis owners, right? Like, if you have a penis owner, there isn't really that hype around their cock out there in society. I mean, they have their own hype about themselves, but there isn't really that hype around cock. And so I think that was a huge piece in order for me to actually learn how to connect with cock in a way that felt really pleasurable to me and connect in such a devotional way and actually connect with the ability to worship cock as much as I worship pussy. And I gotta tell you, there is the real juice in that. Like, if we treat our partner's genitals the same way that we would love our genitals to be treated, that we would love to be fucking worshipped, that we would love to have that, like, time and presence devoted to, whether your partner has a pussy, whether your partner has a penis, that doesn't matter. Like, you can worship your partner's genitals. And I think there's a beautiful, it's a beautiful act of service, right? But also, when we are doing these acts of service, the root is coming from our own pleasure, right? The root is coming from our own desire to fully be in the moment, right? Whether you're fully being in the moment with pussy, whether you're fully being in the moment with cock, you are there. And that's what makes a fucking blowjob so good, because if you are in it for your own pleasure and your own enjoyment and you're fully, like, in your senses and you're fully just focusing on cock, damn, I can already envision that in my head. It sounds good. It fucking feels good. I don't have a penis, but I can imagine how good it feels because I have a pussy. And when pussy worship happens in my house, it's like, yeah, you're hitting those spots, right? So that's a huge part of pleasure when you're receiving, is actually, as the receiver, seeing your partner be in so much pleasure and seeing your partner be in so much enjoyment of you Ooh, that's just so sexy. That is like, that is the thing that makes oral sexy, is like seeing your partner enjoy. Now that we've got that aside, let's talk about how important it is to be in pleasure when you are engaging in oral, right? When you're giving a blowjob. What does that actually mean? So a lot of the times when people give a blowjob, it's mainly for the other partner, right? And they're like, okay, I'm going to give you a blowjob. This is going to be for you. And then we get into this performative space, and maybe it can come from a place of trying to copy what we've seen in movies, trying to imagine what our partner really loves, trying to guess what scene we're going to create, right? Like there's a, it, even though you're not consciously making it performative, sometimes it can come off as performative. And maybe your partner might not notice that, or you might not notice it, but it's an energy that can come up that can really disconnect you from your own pleasure, right? Because now you are taking the focus outside of your body and you're projecting it onto your partner's desires or potential desires. And this just brings you out of your head. This just brings you out of the game. This just brings you out of the groove. So what we want to do first and foremost is before you give a blowjob, before you even get intimate and are considering giving a blowjob, think about, am I a full embodied fuck yes for this blowjob? Can I offer my full presence and my full excitement and my full joy to this blowjob? Because if it's not a fuck yes in your body, if it's anything other than that, then it's a fuck no. And we don't want to be giving blowjobs out of a place that is a fuck no. Like that is not going to be something that's going to be a turn on for you or a turn on for your partner. So really checking in with your own body and getting your own consent and your own excitement and making sure it's a full embodied yes, right? If you're like, okay, actually, I want to take some time to devote 10, 15 minutes, right, to fully worshiping your cock, 20 minutes, like this is what I'm so excited about. If that's the feeling that you're in, it's a fuck yes. So that's really, really important. The next thing is when you're thinking about giving a blowjob, right? Because a lot of the times we tend to externalize our pleasure or try to anticipate what our partner wants and try to anticipate our partner's needs and all of that, which can really get us out of our heads and not in the present moment, is think about what would actually make this blowjob super pleasurable and fucking sexy for me. Like, what would actually bring me so much excitement and joy to do in this blowjob? Because a lot of the times we're thinking about our partners or the receiver, right? And we're not really thinking about how we can bring joy into the blowjob, how we can actually feel really good about sucking cock, how we can feel really excited about sucking cock or giving the most amazing testicle massage while sucking cock, right? All of these things is like, okay, how can I actually feel good about doing this? So think about some things that would actually bring you a lot of pleasure while offering a blowjob. Maybe you want to self-pleasure during the blowjob, right? Like maybe it's not just a blowjob, but maybe you are sitting on something where you can grind your body on during the blowjob, right? Maybe you want to do some hip circles during your blowjob. Maybe you want to sound while you are doing and giving a blowjob. There's so many ways to actually connect with your own body and your own pleasure, right? And taking the time to think about what that might be, because it's going to be different day to day. It's going to be different each time you give a blowjob. Just thinking about what would actually bring me the most pleasure in this blowjob right now. Like what turns me on thinking about this blowjob? And sometimes it's just the act of giving a blowjob, like dedicating your time to worship and love and suck and lick and really get into the art of giving a blowjob. And so this is juicy all in itself. Like that in itself can be a really huge turn on if you're like, ooh, I love that mental game. That is me. Fuck yes. Like this is the thing that is going to turn me on. Right. And I find sometimes for me, that's all that it is like the act of devoting myself to going and taking time to worship this gorgeous cock in front of my face and not paying attention to anything else other in this room except for being there in that moment with my beautiful devotional blowjob practice. See, worshiping your partner's genitals as going to the fucking church. Like, I don't know about religion, but like, this is something that I am into. Like, put that type of energy in your partner's body, because at the end of the day, when we put our presence and our energy and our love and our devotion into something that we are offering our partners, whether that's a blowjob, whether that's a massage, whether that's just being with them, listening to them, right? Listening to them, witnessing them, right? Anything that you put your energy into, anything that you're like, wow, I'm actually going to devote some time to consciously and presently be here with you in this moment. I'm doing this as a form of worship, as a form of self-love, as a form of devotion, right? That is so, so, so special, because you're bringing a lot of energy into that. And when you do that in sex, and when you're doing that in oral, when you're offering an amazing experience for your partner, that is the essence. Like, energy, you can feel that. Like, it is good. You can be doing whatever. I mean, don't use teeth. Maybe just a little gently, but don't use teeth. Right? And yeah, so devotion and the commitment to being present and to devoting however long you want to do this is such a huge part. I would say it's like 70%. Like, technique, maybe that's like 20%. It's really not a lot. And the commitment to devote and worship your partner's genitals and to just commit that time to it, and then adding pleasure, right? How much pleasure are you in? That is just going to give you the whole package in itself. So that is secret number one, right fucking there. Take notes, because this is like the biggest thing in terms of oral sex. Like, thinking about how you want to feel during a blowjob. Like, I want to feel excited, or I want to feel present, or I want to feel so in the zone, or I want to feel sexy. I want to feel like the goddess of fucking blowjobs. Like, think about how you want to feel during a blowjob. And then once you actually have that, that's where you have something to take action from. So let's say you want to feel like the queen of fucking blowjobs. What is it going to take energetically for you to actually feel like that? Is it going to take you wearing something super fucking amazing that makes you feel really sexy or goddessy, and then putting on some music that you're like, ooh, I could totally give a blowjob to this song and make it like really yummy? Think about, like, imagine yourself being the queen of blowjobs. Let's say, hypothetically, if that's what you want to do, what would that look like for you? What would you feel like? What would you move like? What are some of the things that you would do that would make you feel so good? So always think about, how do I want to feel when I'm giving this blowjob? How do I want to feel when I'm worshiping cock? How do I want to feel? And then go from there. Because when you think about how you want to feel doing that, then it's going to bring you most likely in a place of high vibe. You're going to feel excited about it. You're going to feel good in your body. And you're also going to feel more open to bringing that presence into your body, bringing that focus, and bringing that beautiful devotion, because you're coming out of a place of feeling good. You're coming out of a place of feeling a way that you want to feel when you are giving an incredible blowjob. So another thing is relaxing. So much of the time, a lot of people go into blowjobs with a tense body, right? Maybe your body is tense. Maybe the way you're positioned is really tense. Maybe your jaw is tense. So much of that is so, so, so important to relax and loosen up so that you can actually feel good. So sometimes if I know I'm like preparing for a delicious, amazing cock worship blowjob, I will like dance or like stretch my body or do some like exercises on my jaw, massage my shoulders, or just do like a full body shake to actually like get all that tension out of my body. Because I don't know about you, but if you've heard this before, your jaw if you are a pussy owner, has a lot to do with your pussy. Like, all of those muscles connect in some way all the way down to your pussy. So if your jaw is open, then your pussy is more open. And when your jaw is nice and relaxed, it can also feel really, really good when you're giving a blowjob, because you have the potential to go deeper with your blowjob if that is something that you want to do. So relaxing your jaw is so, so, so important. And I'm going to get into some points for those of you who have a gag reflex, or maybe you just feel like your jaw gets sore during a blowjob, like all of the different techniques and things that you can do to support that, because that's a huge thing. Like, if you have a gag reflex, and if you struggle with, like, you're not being able to open your jaw, I have TMJ, so, oh my goodness, the stories that I have are insane. But I struggle sometimes with TMJ, and sometimes my jaw will not close. And this happens a lot, like, even if I'm having a burger that's really, really, really big, and I have to open my mouth a certain way, or sometimes when I yawn, my jaw will lock as well. At the dentist, it locks all the time, so those are just things that come up. But there's so many different techniques that you can do to just support your body, because we don't want to go into a blowjob hurting our body or putting our body in a place of, like, compromising our body, right? Or just doing something that we know doesn't really feel that great, because that can just take us out of pleasure. Like, why are we doing this if it's not really enjoyable and it's not pleasurable? Like, we don't want to overstretch ourselves to make this blowjob amazing. You can literally make a fucking amazing blowjob and just play with the tip of the head of the penis, right? Like, there's so many delicious things that you can do. Let's not overshoot it here. No pun intended, but we don't need to go so far and compromise our body and compromise our pleasure. So that is a little disclaimer on pain and giving blowjobs. Another really important factor with blowjobs is sharing what you're about to do. Sharing and communicating what you love about the receiver's cock, what you love about their body, right? With worship, it's not just like an energetic devotion and like a physical devotion to your craft or to your worship, but it's also communicating how devoted you are, how much you love it, how much you appreciate it, all the details of what you love about it. And that is one of the most beautiful things about worship, and also one of the most healing things a cock owner can hear, is really just how much you love their genitals. Because whether you have a cock, whether you have a pussy, whether you have something else, it is so beautiful to have affirmed that your genitals, however they look, however they are beautiful and accepted. And it doesn't really happen too much with penis owners. So taking a moment to just look at this cock in awe and just share everything that you love about it and everything that you're so excited to do with it and all of your favorite ways to pleasure it and all of the favorite ways that you love to receive this cock, right? Share something genuine that you love about it. Maybe the way that it looks, the way that it feels, right? The shape of it, the thickness of it, the length, right? Anything that is really sticking out to you that you love, and also sharing what you love about the receiver's body, what you love about how they use their cock. Like, all of these things, it's so incredible and so healing to hear. So communication is really, really, really important in this. How you like to receive pleasure and how you like to listen to pleasure and how you like to feel pleasure in the moment are very, very strongly connected to how well that is also communicated to you. And if you're wondering, like, okay, I'm having a really hard time getting into my own pleasure before a blowjob, a really fucking simple and easy way to do this is to maybe get into your own pleasure before you give the blowjob. So whether you are laying together in bed, maybe your partner can offer you some pleasure, or you can self-pleasure beforehand, or you can have an orgasm beforehand if you're orgasmic, right? Doing that before can really get you in the groove, right? Especially after you had an orgasm. there is an increased sense of excitement and ecstasy and joy in your body, in your pleasure. So if you want an easy way to just be in your pleasure and feel turned on before your blowjob, before worshiping this incredible cock, have an orgasm before if that feels good for you, or just like touch your body in a way that feels really good. If you have breasts, you can hold your breasts. If you have a vulva and a clitoris, you can play with your clitoris, like really getting into pleasure and really getting into your own pleasure. That really, really supports giving an even more incredible blowjob. Because sometimes it can just be a little tricky to tap into that feeling, especially if we are coming right into sex when we are doing something before, or it's just been like a really quick thing. We just like slather the lube and then we're like, okay, I'm just gonna give you a blowjob quickly. And then, right, like it can be one of those situations. So just remembering to actually take time to get into pleasure, and then also intentionally carving out time to give a blowjob and really just like, okay, for the next 10 minutes, I am only here for your cock and I am only here to love and worship and share all the ways I love to offer your penis some juicy, juicy, juicy pleasure. Let's get into the technical stuff, because I know you're also here for that. The energetic, conceptual, like, stuff is cool, but we also want some techniques, which, don't worry, the Pussy Fairy has a lot. So first things first, make sure your body is relaxed, right? Like make sure your jaw is relaxed. Sometimes a nice little jaw massage is really good to just like loosen up those muscles in the face, right? Just making sure that you are feeling really good and you're feeling open in your body, right? Openness is something that we want to, it's like a quality that we want to invite when we are giving a blowjob, because cock is going to be entering your mouth and you want to feel relaxed. You want to feel really good. So if you are like, oh my God, I have the worst fucking gag reflex ever. Every time I brush my teeth, I literally almost puke, and it's really, really hard for me to practice that. Like, how can I actually get better with my gag reflex? So first things first, a really fucking great blowjob. Like, you don't have to bring the cock all the way into the deepest bowels of your throat to give an incredible, fucking amazing, mind-blowing, exquisite blowjob. Nah. That has nothing to do with it, because there's a lot of other things that you can do to increase and make this blowjob feel so fucking sensational. But if you're like, hey, I just kind of want to practice, then you can actually practice with a dildo. You can grab a dildo if you have one at home, and you can practice moving it in and out slowly in your own time and your own rhythm, right? Maybe you can bring some music. Maybe you can do some like hip circles before. Maybe really get into pleasure before in your own self-pleasure practice, and practice sucking on the dildo. And sometimes if you are at a point where you're noticing your gag reflex is coming up a bit, if you gently breathe, right, if you breathe really slowly through your nose and slowly pull the dildo out and then start repeating again, you might notice that over time, your gag reflex is going to be a lot less intense, right? So this is just a practice thing as well, if that's something that you really, really want to improve. But also remember that you don't have to overextend yourself and like come into a place of where you're like, I actually really don't like this, to give a really good blowjob, because there are tons of ways to give an incredible blowjob. You don't even have to go all the way. Like, you don't even have to use your full mouth to give a blowjob. You can even just use your lips, right? You can use the hands. You can focus on the frenulum. You can focus on the whole top part, like the tip of the head of the cock. You can use your tongue to stroke up and down the backside of the cock, right? You can use your hands to move as you suck the tip of the cock. Like, there's so much that you can do in order to give an incredible blowjob. Like, you don't have to put the whole thing. As I said, we have options. Like, we have moves. And if you have the groove, which is so easy to get, especially if you have music, you can really get into it. let's talk about the testicles, first of all, because before we get into, like, techniques of the blowjobs, people are always like, okay, what do I do with the testicles? Do I just let them hang? Like, is it there? Pay some love to the testicles. I feel like a lot of the times they are left out, and before starting a blowjob or cock worship, it's really, really fucking incredible to give some long attention to testicles, right? And the way that it can feel awkward is when we start overthinking things and we're like, oh my God, like, do I put the whole thing in my mouth? Like, do I just suck one ball at a time? Play with it, right? Like, get really creative. It's not always about the techniques, but it's really about how can you devote some time to actually exploring the testicles as a whole? How can you devote to taking time to feel what the skin on the testicles looks like with your tongue? Like, go all around. Figure eights are really great on the testicles. So if you find a nice rhythm and you take the tip of your tongue or like the flat part of your tongue and lick figure eights around each testicle, that can feel really, really yummy. Or up from the perineum all the way up to the base of the penis and then around the testicles like a figure eight, that can feel really yummy. You can use your hands to stroke in between the two testicles while you have one of the testicles on in your mouth, or you're circling one of the testicles with your tongue. That feels really, really yummy too. But take some moments to really devote some attention and care and love and adornment and admiration to his testicles or their testicles, right? So really, 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 really taking in all of it and just offering some presence to that, because a lot of the times we forget about the testicles, or we forget about the perineum, or we forget about the anus, which is another really incredible juicy area to explore while giving a blowjob if your partner likes that. Only if they like it, right? So communication here is going to be so, so, so important. And if you have any anal questions, I have a super fucking epic episode on anal, on prostate play, all the things. So just scroll through some of the episodes if you want some more details on that. Let's get back to the shaft. Okay. So when it comes to taking care of the shaft, when it comes to loving and worshiping and feeling and like enjoying the cock, a lot of people try to replicate all of the moves or like all of the things that they see in the media and pornography, like all of the things, right? And most of that, if we take a really deep and hard, no pun intended, look at what all of that is, it's mostly just like lots of saliva, lots of choking, lots of deep throating. And like the reality is that most people aren't really into that, and most people can't really do it. Like it's not something that, it is something that you can practice, but for some people it's not possible, right? Like it's not the thing that they can do or even want to do. And as I said before, you don't need to do all of that to have a fucking amazing and incredible blowjob. Like, let's, if you have this idea, throw it out the fucking window. Like, never see it again. Burn it in the trash. Like, we do not need that idea, because that, it just ruins the whole blowjob. So now that we have that idea thrown off, if you think about all of the nerve endings that are in a penis, right? Most of them are located at the head of the penis. So I don't know why we are worrying about getting the whole penis all the way into the back of the throat when most of the fucking magic is at the tip, right? So think about that for a moment. You can use your hands to wrap at the base of the penis, right? And then you can move your lips. Like, if you are a person that has such an easy gag reflex, or if you just want to start teasing the cock, right? Or if you just want to start getting into this blowjob, you can use the tip of your tongue to start teasing the tip of the head while you hold the base of the cock with both hands, or one hand, whatever feels good for you. And you can gently, ever so gently, like sometimes it's really good to use contradictory grip. So if you want like more of a firm grip, but then you want to use more of a softer, like barely using your lips to work on the head of the penis where all those nerve endings are, you can move your head up and down so gently and so slowly, and maybe even move your tongue up and down the frenulum. So it's that little piece of skin that is at the back, like underside of the penis, that kind of looks like a little bit of a triangle, up and down that, right? You can move your tongue and swirl it from the very tip of the cock. Imagine this is like the most juiciest, sexiest like lollipop you've ever tasted. Imagine this is the first time you're tasting a lollipop in your whole entire life. And you're like, ooh, I want to explore every inch of this lollipop. I'm going to start at the tip. And then I'm going to work my way around with my tongue all the way around the tip of the head, all the way to the base of the head, and then suck it all back up. And meanwhile, you can use this to explore with your hands. Like, don't forget to move your hands along the rest of your partner's body or the rest of the receiver's body, right? You can use your hands to, maybe one hand to stay at the base of the cock and move the other hand all the way up and around the body, around the butt, right? You can, don't forget about integrating the rest of the body, because sometimes we're so into the blowjob and then it's like, ooh, I'm just giving you a blowjob, but I'm forgetting that there's other areas of the body. And this can sometimes take some practice, but this is just like an idea of how you can actually just focus on the tip, right? Because that's where so many of the nerve endings are, and there is so, so much pleasure that you can get out of it. Another great thing is to switch it up with your tongue, right? So a lot of the times you can keep your tongue, like you can use the tip of your tongue, but sometimes it's really nice to keep your tongue more flat, right? And then you can lick the underside of the head of the penis, which can feel so pleasurable as well. And just work your way around, right? Like, you can move your hands, you can alternate, you can move your hands up and around, you can use both hands up and around the base of the cock. And as you're moving your top hand around, you can then slowly suck the tip of the head and move towards the second base of the hand that's on the bottom, if that makes any sense. So really like working in your hands, and don't forget about the testicles. If you have any oils available, you could, like coconut oil or something like that, right? You can use coconut oil to gently massage the testicles if that feels really, really good. Think about all these different ways to play with your partner. And communication is a really big piece here, because you can always ask your partner, right? Like, just because you are channeling the goddess of blowjobs does not mean that you can't ask, like, ooh, do you like the speed of this? Do you like the pressure? Do you like when I play with your testicles, right? Always engage in communication and always check in with your partner. And if you are finding yourself float away with your brain, or you're starting to think about the chores that you need to do the next day or whatever, right? Take a moment to pause. Take a moment to pause and take a moment to take your hands off the cock, take your mouth off the cock, and focus on your partner. Take a moment to kiss your partner. Take a moment to tell them how much you love their body, how much you love their cock. Maybe even take a moment to see if you can just close your eyes and just take a breath and invite more pleasure into your body, right? More pleasure into your nervous system, more pleasure into your excitement around doing this, because it's normal. It's normal sometimes that we lose track or that our mind just starts to gear off. And it's also okay to take a breath, right? It's also okay to focus on like, ooh, okay, just give me a couple seconds here and just take a big breath in and maybe even sound out your pleasure, right? Like a nice deep moan. And it doesn't have to be performative, but it can be something that just feels good to you, like just a sigh on the exhale. A sigh on the exhale and envisioning your genitals receiving all of this pleasure that you're envisioning. So for those of you who have a gag reflex, most of the time, your partner is laying flat on the bed, or the receiver is laying flat on the bed, and this is actually not the most ergonomic way to give a blowjob if you have a gag reflex, because it's literally at a 90-degree angle, and of course, the head of the penis is literally going to hit the back of your throat, and that's when it's going to be so easy to hit the gag reflex. So another great way to do this is to lay on your back. I really like this one, but also just a disclaimer, it takes a lot of trust to do this. So whoever you're doing this with, make sure that you obviously trust them, which is really important when you're having sex anyways, but also just reminding them to go really slow, because this can be a little bit like of a like sensitive position. So when you're laying on your back, just drape your head over the edge, and then your partner can move their cock closer to you. So this is a really important position to always go slow at, because yes, your throat is a lot more open and it does take that gag reflex away, but you're also not the one in control of this position. So always, always, always communicating with your partner, going really slow, right? And making sure that you have great communication and great sense of safety and trust, which is all things you need to have sex with somebody anyways. But I'm just throwing that out there because this is actually a great position for a gag reflex. But remember, you don't need to bring the cock all the way into your throat to do this. You can just focus on the head of the penis and you can give a great, fabulous fucking blowjob that way. I think that I'll probably leave the deep throating episode for a whole other podcast episode, but there is definitely an art to learning how to do this and learning how to expand your deep throating capabilities if that is something that you feel good doing and that is something that you really, really, really want. But all in all is just really making sure that your throat is relaxed and that you are feeling open in your throat and making sure that your body and your jaw are super, super relaxed, because this is really just the only way that you are going to be able to bring and invite that cock deep into your throat, deep into your mouth, right? And also just remembering that it can be really, really, really hard to make sounds when you're deep throating. So just being aware of your body, just being aware of your breath while you're doing this, because sometimes it can really close that breathing if you're truly bringing that cock all the way into your throat. So recognizing that this is something that definitely takes time, it definitely takes practice, and it definitely takes a lot of slowness and so much intention to not just like violently bring and invite the cock into your throat like we see in pornography, because it's not fucking realistic. It's really not. And you don't want to damage anything in your throat, and you also just don't want to compromise your body in a way that doesn't feel good or pleasurable. So pleasure first and empowered, fuck yes. Also, in terms of closing your throat or having more tension in your throat, is most of the times when people are sucking a cock, they will keep their lips really, really, really tight around the cock, because it's like, oh, maybe the receiver wants it to feel tight. Maybe they want it to feel more like a pussy or more like an anus or whatever, more like their hands, right? So sometimes we tend to tighten up the lips around the cock, but this actually creates a little bit more tension in the throat. So if you keep your lips open and you keep them like slightly relaxed while you're going down and really, really sucking the cock, and you just let them be in a place of like falling open almost, your throat is actually more susceptible to opening up. And this can feel really, really, really yummy and also add a different sensation to the blowjob, right? Because now you're playing with those contrasting sensations of having like that. It's almost like tickling, right? Because sometimes if you have a clitoris, you might know the sensation, but if a clitoris gets rubbed really vigorously and you switch up the sensations to something really, really soft, it can feel really, really nice, especially if you've been going at it for a little while. So don't be scared to switch the pressure. Don't be scared to try different techniques. And also just the last thing here is don't be scared to get a little creative in terms of exploring, right? Your goal and your curiosity are really shaped around like, how can I get curious about this part of the body? Like, what can I try? What could feel really, really delicious? What sensations can we invite, right? And it's in the exploration, and it's in the devotion, it's in the like, yes, I am here to expand my capacity to see what it could feel like to explore all of these different ways that I could suck your cock, that I could really worship and love and feel and enjoy your cock, right? Eye contact is really, really incredibly important as well. If that's something that you love, is taking a moment to make eye contact with the person that you are worshiping, with the cock that you're worshiping, right? And just taking a moment to gaze into each other's eyes, because when we are devoting our time and our energy and our excitement to this, it can be incredibly beautiful to share a moment and to communicate that with our eyes, right? To communicate that love and excitement and enjoyment with your eyes as well. So this is a really fucking long ass podcast today. I hope you have gotten some inspiration. Mainly, I created this podcast for you to like really get into the energy and the vibe and the enjoyment of cock worship, right? Like, we can research techniques all day, but like getting into the energy and the excitement of it and really shifting your perspective on what it actually means for you to be in pleasure during a blowjob, right? Like, this is 50% your pleasure and 50% their pleasure. Like, you are in it just as much as they are in it. And I want to invite that inspiration into your next blowjob. Like, think about how you can make this fucking blowjob something that you love, something that you're excited about, something that you really, really want. And then go from there. That's it. That's all for our episode today. If you are feeling blocked in the bedroom, if you are feeling like, oh my God, I feel like I want to be able to show up in the way I want to show up. I feel like I want to be more present in the bedroom and I'm just feeling blocked. I feel like I struggle with this. I feel like every time I have sex or I give a blowjob, I just end up feeling just fucking, oh, I wish there was more to sex, or I wish there... the sex was better, or I wish I didn't put so much pressure on myself during sex, or I wish I was out of my head during sex, right? If you struggle with any of these things, please reach out to me, because I'm opening up some new one-on-one coaching spots, and there is such a beautiful and deep process that I can take you through to really feel like you're enjoying the sex that you're having, to really feel that connection to your wild, confident self in the bedroom, right? To really feeling that presence and that connection with your partner. So please reach out to me. All of my info is in the link in bio. And I would be so, so fucking happy to just hop on a fucking no strings attached call with you and see what we can do to get those juices flowing and to get you feeling really excited about the sex you're having. But that's it. That's all for this week. I will see you next week in Getting Intimate. And that's a wrap on another episode of Getting Intimate. I hope you got exactly what you needed today in this podcast and that you can find more ways to bring more juicy connection to yourself, your relationships, your body, and your sexuality. I hope you're feeling inspired, and I want you to remember, take what feels really yummy and ditch the rest. Everything I'm offering on this podcast is in service of your greatest pleasure and thriving. And as the Pussy Fairy, it's my duty to bring you more exquisite pleasure. If you want to get in touch, come find me on my website at www.azariamenezes.com. And I have tons of ways you can work with me. You can say hi, or you can even ask a question. I would be so happy to hear from you. You can also subscribe to my email for a juicy gift, and come find me on Instagram at azaria.menezes. Either way, I'm sending you all the juicy vibes for your week ahead.